Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Forest of Vanishing Stars, a novel by Kristen Harmel, read by Madeline Mabee, with the author's note read by the author.
Chapter 1. 1922. The old woman watched from the shadows outside Beheimstrasse 72, waiting for the lights inside to blink out. The apartment's balcony dripped with crimson roses, and ivy climbed the iron rails, but the young couple who lived there, the power-hungry Siegfried Jüttner and his aloof wife Alvina, weren't the ones who tended the plants. That was left to their maid, for the nurturing of life was something only those with some goodness could do. The old woman had been watching the Jüttners for nearly 2 years now, and she knew things about them, things that were important to the task she was about to undertake. She knew, for example, that Herr Jüttner had been one of the first men in Berlin to join the National Socialist German Workers' Party, a new political movement that was slowly gaining a foothold in the war-shattered country. She knew he'd been inspired to do so while on holiday in Munich nearly 3 years earlier, after seeing an angry young man named Adolf Hitler give a rousing speech in the Hofbräukeller. She knew that after hearing that speech, Herr Jüttner had walked 20 minutes back to the elegant Hotel Viriadeseiten, had awoken his sleeping young wife, and had lain with her. Though at first she had objected, for she had been dreaming of a young man she had once loved, a man who had died in the Great War. The old woman knew, too, that the baby conceived on that autumn-scented Bavarian night, a girl the Jüttners had named Inga, had a birthmark in the shape of a dove on the inside of her left wrist. She also knew that the girl's second birthday was the following day, the 6th of July, 1922. And she knew, as surely as she knew that the bell-shaped buds of Lily of the Valley and the twilight petals of aconite could kill a man, that the girl must not be allowed to remain with the Jüttners. That was why she had come. The old woman, who was called Yerusha, had always known things other people didn't. For example, she had known it the moment Friedrich Chopin had...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?